Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Lauren Turton, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are trying to find two hit-and-run drivers who struck a two-year-old boy in Strawberry Mansion. The toddler survived and is now out of the hospital. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the scene.
This is 33rd and Susquehanna. There are row homes, apartments, and a few businesses on one side of 33rd, and the other side is Fairmount Park and the Mander Playground, so it's a busy area. And Chief Inspector Scott Small says it was about 9 o'clock at night when this two-year-old was with his mother and other family members.
They were getting ready to put him back into a car at the intersection of 33rd and Susquehanna, where the child walked out into the street.
And that's when police say a blue SUV hit the boy, and then a white pickup truck did the same. And both those drivers didn't stop.
The whole place here was like in an uproar last night. It was like they heard the people screaming.
That's Steve, who works here in the neighborhood. He says police rushed over and they took the boy to the hospital. Investigators say he never lost consciousness and actually came away with just scratches and bruises on his face. And he was released from the hospital early in the morning. Investigators will be going through surveillance footage from the neighborhood as they try to identify the two fleeing drivers. In Strawberry Mansion, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After 2 days of intense negotiations, Philadelphia City Council and Mayor Sherelle Parker agreed on a $6.8 billion budget last night. They also approved a series of bills that clear the way for her home initiative for 30,000 units of affordable housing. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
In an unusual evening session, three council committees approved the various home and budget bills, and then the full council gave the necessary preliminary approval that guarantees the bills will pass in a final vote next week. Council members had spent most of 2 days in a tug of war about wage and business tax reductions and the size of a bond issue for the home initiative. But the final bills look very much like what Mayor Parker proposed, though she was adamant that she'd made compromises.
If anyone tells you that Mayor Sherelle Parker got everything she wanted out of this budget process, I know they weren't anywhere near it, because that is not the case.
The size of the budget did increase by about $100 million as council added some spending. They also added additional oversight to the $800 million bond issue. But Council President Kenyatta Johnson says council priorities mostly align with the mayor's.
The mayor's mission of restoring and building 30,000 units is a mission that we're going to work in partnership with the mayor on, and so I mean, it's a great accomplishment today.
At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
With energy prices still climbing, New Jersey lawmakers have been working on different ways to provide relief. Now, Governor Phil Murphy has announced a plan to put some money back in people's pockets. Details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty.
We will begin deducting at least $100 from every household's energy bills.
Governor Phil Murphy, alongside the Senate President and Assembly Speaker, laid the blame for rising energy costs on the multi-state PJM interconnection grid. Murphy says lower-income families could see as much as $250 deducted this summer.
This initiative reflects our administration's broader and enduring commitment to making New Jersey more affordable for more families.
Murphy acknowledged this is a short-term solution, and he says the longer-term solution is more energy production, including from solar, which he says has projects awaiting approval from the PJM that could help right now.
PJM must take swift and far-reaching actions to meet growing energy demand.
Republicans in Trenton are calling the credits an election year gimmick to cover for years of bad energy policies. Assemblyman Michael Teresi says Trenton Democrats are trying to play the hero by giving people back a little of the money that the state has already taken. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Frankford Library is back open after more than 2 years of renovation and remodeling. KYW's Vic Rakupathi was there as they unveiled the new look library.
Kids like those from the Frankford Friends School Choir have a new children's department. Plus, there's a teen space and new classrooms, and the Frankford Library is now equipped with ADA accommodations, better plumbing, and new doors, windows, and a roof. All part of the renovations that kept the library out of commission since December 2022.
I used to call them every single day, starting in January. I was like, when are you guys opening? When are you guys opening?
Oceana Francis lives in Frankford, and she and her family missed having a cool, quiet place to read, study, and just relax.
We really loved this place, so when it closed down, we were a little bit sad, but I'm really happy that it's open again and it's renovated and it's so beautiful. I love it.
It's hard not to notice the pop of yellow and green as you walk around. It hit Free Library President and Director Kelly Richards when he first saw the new facility.
To me, it was like walking into a big sunflower. You see these bold colors and how they all are integrated together.
In Frankford, Vic Rakupathi, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the old local. I'm Lauren Turton. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.